Hello, and welcome to Tribe Stories. I am thrilled that we've been able to adapt our format to bring you these mini episodes. We have done Tribe Stories before, and they've been tacked on the end of our long form interviews. So if you have never listened to one of our Tribe Stories, if you go back and peruse our past episodes, they're usually about 30 minutes into the podcast. And so we have we've interviewed Rita Coburn-Wack, the producer and director of a documentary film, Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. We also brought you the song Suffragettes twice, in person as well as on the phone. And our colleague Lori Marshall brought us interviews from the 2017 Women's March on Washington and so much more. So I hope you'll go back and listen if you haven't heard a Tribe Story before. But now we'll be able to do even more and do it better because we've been listening to your feedback. Amazing. And we have been experimenting, which of course is the most painful part of growing anything. We know how important it is for you to be able to take even a few minutes out of your day to listen to the stories of other women. And it is for me too, because it's how we connect and it's how we know that we're not alone. So thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to design a platform to do just that. For you and for the tribe of women. So let's do it. Our first standalone mini episode of Tribe Stories. Today's episode is incredibly near and dear to me, and I think it'll become near and dear to you as well. Kelly Sire and Angie Graves have been friends since college, and you'll immediately recognize the seasonal significance of this story, and I will not give away the heart of it. But I will say that friendship does not always endure through the stages of our lives. The tragedies are particularly hard. But when we do, the most beautiful things can come of them.
I'm so happy with today.
What's that?
I'm so happy with today.
Mm-hmm. This has been a good one.
Yeah.
A really good one.
Mm-hmm. I love the mix. Mm-hmm. In the cookies.
She's recording.
No, it's okay. I'm recording just because
she's getting some natural.
Everybody needs a little warm up, and it's like you're in practice to sing.
You do not want me to do that. Yeah,
right. Just pretend I did that.
So last year I wanted to record you all, and we didn't get a chance or time or, I don't know, chaos, craziness. And I wanted to talk to you all about the story, behind your story. You are two friends. You are Kelly Sire and Angie Graves.
Yep.
And you've been friends a long time.
A really long time.
A really long time.
Yes.
Since one of us was a teenager, and that one was not me.
This is true.
It's true. You're the baby.
Guilty.
And I could think of no better tribe story than the past 14 years of this holiday cookie exchange that you do, because there's so much behind it.
It sounds so simple.
It does.
Like just this little, it's just a cookie exchange, but it's not.
But it means so much. There's so much more.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Well, so what I'll start, and then Angie can kind of jump in with her side of the story, but the very first one that we did was actually just a little group of friends that we all liked holiday baking and just kind of gathering and a good excuse maybe to drink some wine or something like that. Something. You know, just a very impromptu little party in somebody's living room kind of thing. And so we got that all planned and then something happened.
Yes. So very unexpectedly, I went into labor with my first son, Jackson. And ended up, again, very unexpectedly, spending several months of my life in Little Rock at Arkansas Children's Hospital. So when you think you have priorities and friends and get-togethers planned and busy Chamber of Commerce life and all these things we did, you know, then something like this happens and you deliver your baby who's very ill 8 weeks early and find out you don't really know what any tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know if you're going to be there a week, a month, a year. You have no idea. So your whole life perspective changes quite a bit, you know. And I wasn't thinking about things like holiday baking, get-togethers.
You know, I didn't, you weren't even in town.
The day that I delivered him, or the day I found that I was ill and had to deliver him immediately and therefore had to be in Little Rock because of his problems, I ended up not coming back into town for, I believe, 5 months. Mm-hmm. Was not packed, ready, anticipating that at that moment at all. And that was in October. So that was, you know, the holidays were approaching, but we weren't on them yet. And, but I don't know if you want me to tell like how the first one happened. Might actually know more.
So kind of actually what happened and the way that it tied to Angie's story was this gathering of friends. We're all sitting around and we're having a lovely time, but there was really something very big missing. And that was Angie.
We were in Little Rock.
And she was in Little Rock and Angie is a food fanatic and an incredible baker. And so we knew that this would have been such a perfect day for her to get to enjoy preparing for it herself and then enjoying everybody else's work that we just hated that she wasn't there. And of course we were worried about her and worried about Jackson and it just didn't feel right. And so I remember we were all just a little emotional that she wasn't there. It was wrong.
Yeah.
And so we ended up with more cookies than any of us could have possibly ever needed or wanted to take home. So we decided that maybe there was a better use for that. Yeah. And so I'll turn it back to Angie.
And then the idea was born.
Yes.
And again, I will say, I wasn't focused on normal everyday things, you know, being in the hospital with Jackson. But I think it might have been Karen Boston who brought them down. I honestly, it's been a few years.
I don't remember who it was either.
I'm almost positive it was Karen Boston who called me and said, you know, hey, we had our get together, you know, and it just kind of told me what happened that she was bringing all these cookies. And I remember at first not realizing the magnitude of it, but just
how many cookies.
Well, I was just thinking how great it was. Oh, what a great gesture. You know, what a nice idea. Like they still thought about me. And I mean, that'll be such a nice reminder of home and of friends and all that. And of course I didn't know how many cookies it was going to be. I mean, I was, and to be honest, lots of friends had stopped by and things. So it didn't occur to me until she showed up and she had all these boxes and bins of cookies. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, you know, you weren't kidding. Like, this is amazing. And so, of course, being in the waiting room every day at Children's, you meet people that are also in the same situation. And so we brought all the cookies in and we spread them out on the table. And we were like, oh, everyone help yourself. And, you know, it's like a moth to a light. Yeah. What? Cookies?
Home-baked
cookies. It's not a fast food restaurant or the cafeteria. Are you kidding? Really, from that point on, it was just this revelation, you know, of that what started as a small gesture, probably not a lot of forethought into sending it down. And, you know, it was just a nice thing to do for us.
Yeah.
But it was the genesis of this wonderful thing. So as time went on and Jackson passed away and we started a foundation and made the commitment to bring gifts down every year thereafter around Christmas for the families that had to be there over Christmas, we wanted that to be part of it forevermore. And I don't know that we really thought it would go 14 years.
No, it's incredible.
It's evolved a little bit, you know, but the core of it really hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. It never got too big. It never seemed fake or... It's just friends that want to get together and share the love and the spirit of holiday baking, and all the joy that just comes naturally with that in the fellowship. But then there's this greater purpose. Mm-hmm. And so many people will just, even if they can't come, that I have lots of cookies I brought from people who brought them to my house.
And there's something so beautiful about making something for someone you know you'll never meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know that it's still a gesture of significance. And the thing I love about this event, too, is there's no barrier for somebody to participate. Right. You know, if you're in a tough financial situation, most people are still probably able to get together the ingredients to make one batch of cookies.
Yeah. Right.
And so you can do that and you can make really what ends up being an enormous gesture with very little financial commitment. And it's all of the heart. And so I think that's what I love about this so much. And when I talk to people about this and try to explain what a cookie exchange is and all of that, people are really so blown away by that concept. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the cookies is just kind of the currency mm-hmm. that we're playing in, mm-hmm. but it's something much different than that. It's much more of the heart.
But I can tell you my favorite day of the year is my delivery day to Arkansas Children's Hospital with all of our gifts yes. for all the families. It's tomorrow. I cannot wait. But I think the best moment of my favorite day of the year is after we've given all the bags yes. and we've said goodbye to the staff and all that, we go back out to my car because I'm not exactly positive how official it all is, but we go back out to my car with George, the waiting room attendant, who was there when I was there with Jackson, and we'd wheel in just these bags and bins of all, and we've kind of built it up by this time. It used to be a big surprise.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we kind of tell people, y'all want to gather. Y'all don't want to leave because this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And we just spread all of them out, and they're all so, they're just so excited, and they're torn between just like, little kid happy to have all these cookies that they can just have as many as they want, you know, versus understanding mm-hmm. the gist, you know, and just yeah. being more grateful than they can ever say. They don't know us. We're yeah. complete strangers, you know, mm-hmm. but they get what we're doing and they get why we're doing it. And they'll have tears in their eyes and they'll want to only take one or two sometimes because they want to make sure that other families, because mm-hmm. they, you know, so-and-so's back with their baby right now and yeah. they won't be back for a yeah. while. So we, you know, and it's just that moment. What I'm usually in it right when we set it out and then mm-hmm. I sort of slowly fade and I just kind just of watch and it's,
yeah.
so extraordinarily fulfilling to see that.
So one of the things that I love about this as well is that it's in addition to the families that deserve knowing that people are thinking about them, there's also the hospital staff, mm-hmm. you know, and you think about the kinds of people that work through their holidays and they're mm-hmm. away from their own families right. to make sure that other people's families are cared for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are lots of people that do those kinds of jobs, but I think we forget about them. And yeah. so I also love knowing mm-hmm. that those treats are going to people that are not where they probably would most want to be
yeah.
at that moment, but they are getting recognition from somebody else that says, we see you.
Yeah.
You know, we're yeah. grateful for you.
People so. Are probably like fighting over the day that they get to do rounds because
yeah. yeah.
they
really. Want to be there. Actually make it a day you want to go to work.
Yeah. It is a really neat, it is yeah. a neat thing.
And, so
yeah.
one of the things you said was, you know, year after year, you mm-hmm. do this year after year. This is the 14th year.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see it stopping anytime soon.
Why would we?
No.
Why stop a good thing?
In addition to the intent behind the event, the feedback that we get from people is this is one of the things they look forward mm-hmm. to the most every mm-hmm. Christmas. Yeah. And that it has become part of people's lore, yeah. I guess, yeah. you know, their own Christmas story. Mm. And I think that's incredible. I mean, part of it is the social aspect and getting to get together mm-hmm. with people that you love and enjoy and don't get to see nearly enough. But part of it is also knowing in your family, you know, I know we've watched children grow up mm-hmm. through this process that have been baking cookies mm-hmm. with their mamas or their daddies
yeah.
to bring to this. And I feel that what that instills in children to see doing something for somebody else that is not required or yeah. requested, but you just do it because you want to and should,
yeah.
then that's teaching a wonderful lesson. And then also you get to come here and be hugged by yeah. like 20 jillion people. Right. So I mean, just there's nothing not to love about this.
I mean, you've been hosting this for mm-hmm. 14 years. Mm-hmm. Do you
yes.
realize that, Kelly?
I took 1 year off, and I felt completely out of sync for the entire rest of the year. I was like, this is wrong.
It will never happen again.
Even we're off balance. The person who hosted it did a beautiful job.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
But
of course.
I was like, no, I have to have this.
It's a Kelly event.
Yeah.
It wouldn't quite be the same.
Well, and I think that in times of great tragedy and sorrow, friendships can mm-hmm. thrive or mm-hmm. they can crumble. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times they crumble because we don't know what to do, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know mm-hmm. where to step in. We don't know how to help. Mm-hmm. And also sometimes we are not allowed to help,
right?
Yes.
And so there's a reaching out on your mm-hmm. part and a reaching out back mm-hmm. on your part and saying, yes, I will mm-hmm. accept. Mm-hmm. I will accept yeah. that gesture. And
yeah.
you all have made it into a huge and meaningful thing. At mm-hmm. the same time, it's your yeah. little private story that you get to mm-hmm. hold But share.
I love the fact that, you know, this started because of one teeny tiny little boy.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes. You know, while he is still very present in many people's minds and the impact of his short but major life is great, sometimes we still need a little reminder. Yes. And so I love the fact that this is kind of a, you know, it's like an anniversary of Jackson. Yeah. And so that makes this pretty wonderful too, is that we don't forget Jackson. You know, he's behind the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's his story.
It's all his fault.
Thanks, little guy.
That's very true. Yeah. And I really don't ever get tired of of talking about that and explaining, you know. There's a reason behind all this.
Yep.
There is. Reason for the season.
And here we are.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. You can find the Jackson Graves Foundation at jacksongraves.org. Do you believe in Tribes of Women? Join the movement in our newsletter for exclusive content by going to tribeofwomen.com. Click on our podcast tab and support us through Patreon by clicking Be a Patron. Follow and rate the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and other major platforms. Then, follow us for inspiration, motivation, events, and more on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter using @tribeofwomen. Thank you for being here. Please share Tribe Talk and Tribe of Women with your tribe to grow the Tribe of Women together. Until next time.